Now, one big thing that's been in the news in the last week or so is the story about the blackest black that's ever been seen. And using carbon nanotubes, Professor Pilikel Ajayan, who's from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, has developed a material that he says absorbs over 99.9% of all the light that falls on it, and that's 30 times darker than our current benchmark for what we call black. Hello, Pilikel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So why have you done this? What is this stuff?
An ideal black material absorbs light at all angles and all wavelengths perfectly. And there were some speculations by, in fact, published work by some Spanish and English scientists who said if you take these tiny carbon cylinders and organize into an array, you can get very high absorption and a very low index of refraction. Of course, to get a very black substance, you also need to minimize the reflectance on the surface, and you can do that by creating a surface roughness.
So how does your technique actually work? If I was to zoom in with a very powerful microscope on the surface that you've created that is very black, what would I see?
Right. You will see nanoscale cylinders of these carbon material. You know, nanometer is about a billionth of a meter. So you have several of these structures that are just randomly placed in the surface. So that's what actually decreases the surface reflectance.
So you have these tiny tubes. I mean, looking at the scale of them, that would make them 400 or 500 times thinner than, say, a human hair, wouldn't it?
So it would be more than that, about three orders of magnitude smaller than.
So you have these peppered all over a surface. How do you make them in the first place?
There is a periodicity of these structures in the bulk of the material, and on the surface you have a random array. So it satisfies both the criteria that you have a very highly absorptive material, and also it reflects very little on the surface.
So how does it actually work to mean that so little light comes back off?
Basically, it's almost like you have this periodicity and the light enters this material and gets trapped.
So how would you see this being used? Because it's one thing to get into the Guinness Book of Records for making the world's blackest substance, but how is this actually useful?
This was done mostly from an academic curiosity, but something that absorbs a lot of light would be useful as a solar collector. Again, in order to make this into a appropriate device, you would have to worry about some other losses from this material as it absorbs the light. But certainly it will be a very strong absorber. It could also be useful in areas where you want a very black background so that you can have very high definition of the areas which are light and black.
So you could use it to trap more sunlight, which would make solar cells more efficient. What about other things? Does it work outside the visible spectrum of light? Because, of course, there's much more to light than just what we can see. There are things like radio waves and microwaves, and at the other end of the scale, X-rays and gamma rays.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's our hope. We have not done these things yet, but we are in the process of doing the higher and IR and other wavelengths, because that'll be much more interesting.
Okay, thank you very much, Pilikel. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
That's Pilikel Ajayan, and he has made the world's blackest substance. We've got details about that on our website at nakedscientist.com if you'd like to follow it up.